गोपी जना वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन। यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजना यशोद यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजना यश यमुना तीरा वनचारिय यमुना तीरा वनचारिय जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी विष्णुपाद परम हंस परिवजकाचार्य स्तोत्र सत श्रीमत इज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की। इस्कॉन संस्थापक आचार्य श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। नामाचार्य हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की जय। ब्रजभूमि वृंदावन धाम की जय। मथुरा द्वारका धाम की जय। मायापुर नवदीप धाम की जय। पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय। गंगा माई की जय। यमुना माई की जय। तुलसी देवी की जय। भक्ति देवी की जय। भागवत धर्म की जय। हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय। हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। गौर प्रेमानंदी हरि। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांगा। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यास ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर भवति नैस्तिकी। हरे कृष्ण। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम सो बिफोर दिस वाज देयर आर सेवरल वर्सेस वेयर प्रभुपाद हैज नॉट गिवन एनी पर्पट। So I will just recite the verses and the translation and then we'll go to this verse. So it's from 57 we'll recite, yeah. सो श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 9 टाइटल ध्रुव महाराज रिटर्न्स होम टेक्स्ट नंबर 57 मृष्ट चत्वरारत्यथा मार्गम चंदन चर्चितम लाज अक्षते पुष्प फलैस तांडुलेर बलिबीर युतम ध्रुवया पति दृष्टाया तत्र तत्र पुरा स्त्रिया सिद्धार्थ क्षता दद्यंबु दूर्वा पुष्पा पलानि च उपजैरु प्रयुञ्जना वात्सल्यद आशिषा सती शृण्वंस्तद्वाल्गु गीतानि प्रविशद भवनं पितु महामनि व्रतामये सतस्मिन् भवनुत्तमे लालितो नितरां पित्रा न्यावसद्दिविदेववत् पयाफेना निभाषय्या दान्ता रुक्मा परिच्छदा आसनानि महाराणि यत्र रौक्मा उपस्करा सो इन शॉर्ट द ट्रांसलेशन All the quadrangles, lanes and streets in the city and the raised sitting places at the crossings were thoroughly cleansed and sprinkled with sandal water and auspicious grains such as rice and barley and flowers, fruits and many other auspicious presentations were scattered all over the city. Thus, as Dhruva Maharaj passed on the road, from every place in the neighborhood, all the gentle household ladies assembled to see him and out of maternal affection, they offered their blessings, showering him with white mustard seed, barley, curd, water, newly grown grass, fruits and flowers. In this way, Dhruva Maharaj, while hearing the pleasing songs sung by the ladies, entered the palace of his father. Dhruva Maharaj thereafter lived in his father's palace, which had walls bedecked with highly valuable jewels. His affectionate father took particular care of him, and he dwelled in that house just as the demigods live in their palaces in the higher planetary systems. The bedding in the palace was as white as the foam of milk and was very soft. The bedsteads were made of ivory with embellishments of gold, and the chairs, the benches, and the other sitting places and furniture were made of gold. So we'll recite 62 Yatra Spatika Kudyeshu Mahamarakateshu Cha Mani Pradhipa Abhanti Lalana Ratna Samyuta Yatra spatika kudyeshu Mahamara kateshu cha Mani pradipa abhanti Lalana ratna samyuta Yatra spatika kudyeshu Mahamara kateshu cha Mani pradipa abhanti Lalana ratna samyuta Yatra spatika kudyeshu Mahamara kateshu cha Mani pradipa abhanti Lalana ratna samyuta Yatra spatika kudyeshu Mahamara kateshu cha Mani pradipa abhanti Lalana ratna samyuta Yatra spatika kudyeshu Mahamara kateshu cha
च मणि प्रतीकाभान्ति
रत्नसंयुता
यत्र स्फटिककुडेषु
मणिप्रदीपाभन्ति ललनारत्नसंयुता यत्र स्फटिककुडेषु महामारकटेषु च मणिप्रदीपाभन्ति ललनारत्र संयुता
माताजी
यत्र वेर स्फटिका मेड ऑफ मार्बल कुडियेषु ऑन वॉल्स महामारकटेषु बेडेक्ट विद वैल्युएबल ज्वेल्स लाइक सफायर्स च ऑल्सो मणि प्रदीपा लैम्प्स मेड ऑफ ज्वेल्स आभन्ति शोन ललना फीमेल फिगर्स रत्ना मेड ऑफ ज्वेल्स संहुता हेल्ड बाय ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद The palace of the king was surrounded by walls made of marble with many engravings made of valuable jewels like sapphires which depicted beautiful women with shining jewel lamps in their hands. Purport: The description of King Uthanapad's palace depicts the state of affairs many hundreds and thousands of years ago. Long before Srimad Bhagavatam was compiled. Since it is described that Maharaj Dhruva ruled for 36,000 years, he must have lived in the Satyuga when people lived for 100,000 years. Life durations in the four yugas are also mentioned in the Vedic literature. In the Satyuga, people used to live for 100,000 years. In the Treta Yuga, people lived for 10,000 years. In Dwapara Yuga, they lived for 1,000 years. And in this age, Kali Yuga, people live age to 100 years. With the progressive advance of each new Yuga, the duration of human life is reduced by 90%, from 100,000 to 10,000, from 10,000 to 1,000, and from 1,000 to 100. It is said that Dhruva Maharaj was the great grandson of Lord Brahma. This indicates that Dhruva Maharaj's time was in the Satyuga, in the beginning of creation. During one day of Lord Brahma, as stated in the Bhagavad Gita, there are many Satyugas. According to the Vedic calculation, at the present moment, the 28th millennium is current. It may be calculated that Dhruva Maharaj lived many millions of years ago, but the description of the palace of Dhruva's father is so glorious that we cannot accept that advanced human civilization did not exist even 40 or 50,000 years ago. There were walls like those in the palace of Maharaj Uttanapad even very recently during the Mughal period. Anyone who has seen the Red Fort in Delhi must have marked that the walls are made of marble and were once decorated with jewels. During the British period, all these jewels were taken away and dispatched to the British Museum. The conception of worldly opulence was formerly based mainly on natural resources such as jewels, marble, silk, ivory, gold, and silver. The advancement of economic development was not based on big motor cars. Advancement of human civilization depends not on industrial enterprises, but on possession of natural wealth and natural food, which is all supplied by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, so that we may save time for self-realization and success in the human form of body. Another aspect of this verse is that Dhruva Maharaj's father, Uttanapad, would very soon give up attachment for his palaces and would go to the forest for self-realization. From the description of Srimad Bhagavatam, therefore, we can make a very thorough comparative study of modern civilization and the civilization of mankind in the other millenniums, that is Satyuga, Treta Yuga, and Dwapara Yuga. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsya Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamsha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamine Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Deshatarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripasindhuya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvise Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Inabandhu Jagatpati Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ramo Hare Ramo Rama Ramo Hare Hare
Hare Krishna. So with the blessings of all senior who have understood far, far more better than what I can express, I take your blessings to speak on this, one sense, a very important subject. And of course, Prabhupada, what he has given us, we'll have some understanding of how valuable and how we can appreciate what he has left behind for us. So I'll read the translation once again. The palace of the king was surrounded by walls made of marble with many engravings made of valuable jewels, like sapphires, which depicted beautiful women with shining jewel lamps in their hands. So this is the episode in Srimad Bhagavatam where Dhruva is returning back. Actually, when he is returning back, Dhruva is morose. He was not very happy. Now, why he was not very happy is, he was wondering, I had a chance to see the Lord, which is so rare. The sages, they take millions of years, their sacrifice. Even then, they can approach only maybe his toe. And here within 6 months. And how foolish I am. Why I had to ask for a greater kingdom? And then he's thinking how Lord so great he is. He is not immediately taking me back, no doubt, because of my desire. So 36,000 years I will have to rule. And then through a look, because that was my desire. But he's so kind that after that he'll take me back, which I had not asked for. So with this type of moroseness, regret, he's coming back, and when we see here that he's given such a grand welcome, and it is something very strange that he left behind, saying that I was looking out for glass pieces, and my Lord, he wanted to give me diamond. And when he comes back, there are verses after verses after verses, just description of Uttanapad's kingdom. You just heard. I will not repeat it, but I'm sure everyone heard. And but one thing very special about it was that all the wealth were natural wealth, including gold. Now you may wonder, gold, where Maharaj Parikshit, as a ideal king, he wanted to protect the citizens to see that they properly follow their dharma. And when he came looking out and he saw that there was one person trying to spoil it, creating adharmic principles, he immediately attacked him. And Kali, in that form, he begged, please, give me some place to stay. So Maharaj Parikshit said, you can go and stay in these places where there is intoxication, gambling, illicit sex, meat eating. He said, there is no such place in your kingdom. Okay, then you can go and stay in a place where there is hoarding of gold. Now, why did he say that, gold? Because you see, in the first canto, this verse, first canto, 17th chapter, 39th verse, where the Kali is, what he asks is, punascha yacha manaya jata rupam adhat prabhu tato ritham madham kamam rajo vairam cha panchamam. Now, what is the difference between this gold and the gold described here in these several verses? The translation of this verse, it says that the personality of Kali asked for something more, and because of his begging, the king gave him permission to live where there is gold. Because wherever there is gold, there is also falsity, intoxication, lust, envy, and enmity. So Prabhupada here in the purport, he says about civilization, and he talks about, obviously civilization means economic development, but he is comparing this ancient civilization and modern civilization. Ancient civilization, we saw, there is nothing against economic development. That means spirituality is not against economic development. That means for self-realization, economic development is also an integral part. But the only difference is, in ancient civilization, the center was dharma. And centered on dharma, everything was happening. Modern civilization, because as time passed, people started seeing economic development means wealth. Wealth means profit. And what actually wealth means? Land, money, assets. So everything was equated. Wealth means this is it. So the whole civilization is centered only on procuring this. And this was equated to happiness. This was equated to success. This was equated to development. But the unfortunate part, we see it. The overall results of just pursuing economic development without understanding. So in this context, we should understand that when we repeatedly say dharma, now when we say dharma, it has different connotations. In our country, India, dharma means some particular type of faith you are following. Aapka dharma kaun sa hai? But also, we loosely speak about dharma as occupation. What is your dharma as a father, as a husband, as a teacher, as a politician? Means your responsibility. But actually, dharma means to see that everything is in balance, is in harmony, which includes everything. You cannot separate it from anything. For jeevi, obviously, environment. So when you are living in harmony with the environment, it's a dharma. So it is not that bhakti, environment is excluded. So in this state, economic development, opulence, all this what is mentioned, and if there is dharmic principles, there is nothing wrong. And there will be no falsity, there will be no envy, there will be no lust. As it is said in Uttanapada's time. Now very nicely purport, of course it comes in the next verse, the king, in spite of all this opulence, is already decided that he is going to leave the kingdom. So that means he has no attachment at all to all this opulence. He is willing to go to the forest, his hand is going to hand over to. So those days, even the king, they would train their children. They would not see that the children, they get the property or inheritance very easily. So very early in their life, they would send them to the forest, to the Gurukul. So they had to undergo a lot of hardships. And when they understand what is real wealth, naturally there is a detachment to material wealth. They are attached to something higher. And then they take up the responsibility as a king. They are ruling the kingdom without any type of a selfish interest. And when the time comes, so this is what was ancient civilization. And in this, we see modern civilization, the way it is pursuing that ultimate goal in life is economic development at the cost of anything. Or in other words, it is said ugra karma. Ugra karma means you just out of greed, you go on doing drilling or whether pollution. No one cares whether the air is polluted, the water is polluted, the soil is polluted, or the pharmaceutical industry. It doesn't really care for the health of people. As far as it gives profit, business, there's a long list. But still, I was hearing one class, so I thought I will just say, at what levels, when in the name of economic development, we are careless, so from where does it start? And so there are 8 levels it is given. How it can? Of course, yesterday Damodar Prabhu was asking about Prabhupada, had several questions. Have they done this? Have they done that? What about this? What about animal slaughter? So something here, So there are eight. So we'll see how much we can cover in this short time. Obviously, one is environment, which I don't need to explain, everyone knows about. When you see nature as something meant for my enjoyment, you don't care. As far as it can help me in my growth, my profit, my enjoyment, no doubt we say Mother Nature, but no one is interested in knowing who is the father. How is it possible that, you know, you say Mother Nature, naturally there is a father. So if you insult Mother Nature, obviously the father is also going to react. So the result of that is what mess we have created, which is very clear. All over the world, people are struggling to find out all these eco summits and, you know, finding a solution. But no one talks about, have we missed anything? Is there any divinity? Is there any higher power? Is there something we have forgotten? No. The second is economic harmony. In the name of economic development, you see, there is just inflation and employment, because nothing is very balanced. Then the third is physical. Each individual, no one escapes from this. The stress which is causing, how it reflects on the health, what we eat, what we inhale, how it affects the health, which is... There was one time, the cause of death was because of infection. Now, more than 60% of the cause of death or premature death is because of lifestyle. Infection is not the number one. One time it was infection. What about psychological? Again, I don't have to explain, which we can directly perceive. Now, in this relation, Japan is one country, technologically the most advanced, highest rate of suicide among teenagers. Because they are under so much pressure to excel, to perform, so much competition. It is the students who commit suicide. 30,000 in a year, I don't know how it comes to. Why? Because focus in life is economic development, means good degrees, good marks, good job, good money, and that is happiness. There is nothing else, because there is no other idea, because you don't know. There is no option. So Bhagavad Gita very nicely, of course, in the second chapter, he says about Yanisha Sarva Bhutanam Tasyam Jagrati Samyami Yasyam Jagrati Bhutani Sanisha Pashyato Muni. So the self-realized people who have watched, they observed, because they have the vision to see, no? They see that people who are in ignorance, thinking about happiness only is this, they are sleeping to spiritual activities. We can say it literally also. Now if you see city life, if you go, when you are going for Mangalarti, people are preparing to go home. Because that is the time that activities end. You know, you're from the permit room, a bar, the dance, a disco. Then you go home and then you sleep. So literally also you can say that when they are sleeping, people who are interested in spiritual, they're active. And all those type of activities, a person who is, you know, who has spiritual interest is ignorant about it, and which they are very active about. So Bhagavad Gita brings out that this is what Krishna says, how when priority is given only for this, the result is... So are you counting? Physical, psychological. So what do you think is the fifth one? So at political level, never before we have seen in the so-called development scandals between the businessmen and the politicians. And those who are not aware of, you know what is happening in Maharashtra. Election is over, results are declared, but still government is not formed. Why? because of power, hunger, greed. Just think about person whose whole purpose is to get power. You think that they are really thinking about welfare of people? Is there any thing in his heart that I should do something good for the people? It's such a shameless fight going on, such a betrayal. Friends becoming enemies. People who have committed themselves changing. Those who are enemies becoming friends. You know, your enemy's enemy becomes your friend. And then you come together. So this is again a result of imbalance, no dharma, no dharmic principle. So this is modern civilization. Sixth one is social. Again, I don't have to explain much. Nuclear families, there's no concept about joint family chores there. And what to speak about loneliness now, because everyone wants to live alone. I want my privacy, my individualistic. No one should interfere in this. Everyone suspects. Anyone is inquiring or coming, intruding. Neighbors, it's a very common thing. Neighbors are there, but they don't know each other. So this type of all results or consequences, we cannot ignore it, saying that it is economic development, advancement. This is advancement, but this is what you have to accept. These are the consequences, face. And contrary to that, the scene what we are hearing about, when Dhruv entered the whole kingdom, the ladies expressing their love, throwing on him, everyone united, like one family. So that is dharmic, to create unity. The seventh one, the culture. When everything gets global, when there is free communication, free through television, or the world becomes a global village, the real culture which is there otherwise preserved in some traditions, they all get destroyed. Simple example. Now, of course, we see that many people who have migrated to US, they have some culture, but then they see that the children are not able to adapt it. So slowly those things are going out. So in the name of economy, higher prospect, higher standard of life, advancement, you lose all cultural values. But then the most important one, the eighth one is, goes without saying, spiritual. So there is no question about anyone talking about religion, God, law of God, perishes. So this is the consequence of economic growth without any understanding about dharma. And what we are reading is about all those opulences, what is mentioned here is real opulence. So there were in the ancient age, there were kings. Like there was one king, like how were they balancing economic? They used to not get affected. Not only the king, but including the prajas. What a standard of life they were living. Now Maruta? He was a king who would give the brahmanas such donations. He would give gold plates. So all gold plates will be given, and the gold plates, when it is given for them, he will serve them in that, and the plates, they have to take it with them. And the brahmanas, while going, they will think that, why do we need this? They were fearful. I should accept only what is needed. Anything more than that I should not have. He was fearful, so while on the way, he would just discard it. Now this way, all the plates would accumulate and no one will go and pick up. Even the praja would not do that, because it is thrown by the brahmanas. We should not touch it. You just think about what would happen now. If you come to know that so and so place, it is there. So this is what was opulence is there, but principle was there. And the same place is where Yudhishthir Maharaj told, when there was, he needed wealth, he sent Arjuna, you go there. Because whatever wealth is there, if it has to be used, you have the right to pick it up. So that's how Arjuna got this name, Dhananjaya. So such several such stories we have heard about in Maharaj's Yudhishthir's kingdom. How, as one of the words yesterday he was saying, the cows when they are grazing, they would be also moistening the grass. That means, so this is real natural wealth, as Prabhupada would say, that you need cow, you need land, and you have water, and the minerals. Or naturally, Mother Nature, when she is very happy, when we live in harmony, so she is just giving more and more, because she knows that this will be used properly. So we here, Prabhupada is giving this comparison for us to understand, to also look into that exactly what we mean by real wealth. Unfortunately, the definition of wealth is considered only as money, property, assets. But the real definition of actually wealth is something, wealth means something which is pleasurable, something which is desirable, something which is valuable. Now in that state, is peace of mind a wealth? Isn't it? Huh? Pleasurable, desirable, valuable. So something to be looked into, whether wealth only means gold, money, or there is. What about health? Is good health pleasurable, desirable, valuable? So that is also wealth. Like in school, of course, now we don't hear this. I let to teach the school. When wealth is lost, when it starts with when wealth is lost, nothing is lost. When health is lost, something is lost. Character is lost, everything is lost. Now it is, wealth is lost, everything is lost. Health is lost, yes, something is lost, because unless you're healthy, you can't enjoy. Character is lost, who cares? Hook or crook? As far as I can gain. So this is the result of Prabhupada saying here about modern civilization, where we are lost, where we are missed. So the definition of wealth itself is something which... So in this all thing, we cannot forget about one man, Prabhupada, what he did. Many times this question comes, yes, Prabhu, I am in an office, you know, our office is all after this, and all around where I am staying, you know, how can I not be tempted by what is around? But then there is a saying in English that one person's attempt can also make a big difference. We may say, "Arey, kya farak padne wala hai? You trying to make change, how much can you bring a change?" But one person can change. You know that famous thing about that? The starfish. The starfish was thrown out on the shore, and there were thousands and lakhs of starfish, and they are supposed to be in the ocean, and they are out of water, and they were struggling for water. So this one man was picking up one starfish and throwing it. So one passerby saw, what difference does it make? There are still so many of them. So he picked up one more, and he threw it back, and he said, for this, it makes a difference. For one, it makes a difference. So it is not that just because the whole thing is... So in that state, Govardhan Eco Village is creating a very revolutionary, historical thing of setting an example. But there is a place where living, economic growth, with dharmic principles and balance, to see things as it. So it's an example. So anyway, in this, we cannot forget about what Prabhupada did in his life. He went to the Western world. There was no question about this except it. There is no, it could have been, easily should have been rejected and failed. Prabhupada himself said, if I had told them that these are my teachings, they would have thrown me out. If I had said that no meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling, no illicit sex, this is what I have come to teach, the government would have told him, go back. Because that was the economy. They were the pillars of economy of so-called developed countries where there is no culture, only this growth. And Prabhupada in that state, because of his compassion and because he had one real wealth, he was carrying, which was transcending all this wealth. Only thing, he had the faith that I have something great to offer. And if those people can understand, they will accept it. So when he went and then he created, he was successful. And with that success, what came? Opulence. But Prabhupada, he was not touched by that opulence. He was staying in California. One of them, that his disciples had arranged for the most opulent room for him. Best room. So much opulent. You can say the walls and the carpets and whatever modern civilization can offer, the best. And Prabhupada sitting there is saying that I am longing to be there in Radha Damodar. I am missing Radha Damodar. Because he valued Radha Damodar's, it's not that he rejected that, but that was his state of consciousness, being in the midst. Prabhupada was so courageous. Once, I think in Jew, Prabhupada was in the room and the mayor, he wanted to come and see him. So Prabhupada, the mayor wants to come. And Prabhupada that time was counting cash. In his hand there were cash. Now what would you expect, that mayor is coming and Prabhupada is counting cash? What would you expect Prabhupada to do? Keep the cash. Mayor has come. Mayor came and Prabhupada went on counting. He didn't bother about that. If he has come, I had to hide it. Because for him, whatever wealth was there, it was meant for Krishna's service. Like, you know, Prabhupada would say that there is one Swami in India who, as soon as someone offers him money, he says like this. And I don't want to touch. I'll get contaminated. And I am saying like this. Give me. So this was Prabhupada's. So there is one thing very interesting before we conclude about when we said in those eight levels, one of them was social, cultural. So what did Prabhupada do in that aspect, which again we don't need to again mention because we can see it. But just to bring out that point, just one episode, one incident. In New Vrindavan, they were preparing that we should have guest houses, the way we are having problems here. We need more guest houses. But the leader that time said, but we should first make Prabhupada his room. So obviously Prabhupada is not an ordinary person, so we should make something very grand. So they planned to make something very opulent for Prabhupada. And Prabhupada, of course, was not there when it was inaugurated. But the construction work was going on. And once Prabhupada happened with his disciples, he was going on a tour. So the construction work was going on. Construction work of Palace of Gold. That time it was not even known that it's palace. Just cement, concrete, steel. So one of the disciples asked, Prabhupada, will this, your house, your home, will it be just like in Bhagavatam it is said, it will have jewels which are self-illuminating, we'll put sapphires, we'll put pearls. Is it Prabhupada? We'll make it like that? So Prabhupada said, Prabhupada was very grave. He said, my jewels are my disciples. Now you can get an understanding about it. What was the relationship? And how he was seeing in comparison to all this opulence, he is seeing his relationship with his disciples. They are my jewels. That was what was relationship. That was what was love. That was what he had instilled in his disciples' heart. So where is the question about they getting mesmerized by material opulence? Even when they had, and they already had it before they met Prabhupada, they gave up and they accepted this. So we'll stop here. Before stopping, we can, the wealth which Prabhupada carried, which, of course, I said, he carried only one wealth with him, which was not so visible. But it was very interesting. Prabhupada, when he came to Vrindavan, and Western disciples were there, so the Mathura Vasis and the Vrijavasis, Aray, Swamiji, he was their local person. And he's a hero for them. He has come with the Western disciples. What a shock for them. Swamiji, ye kya ki aapne, kaise hua ye? And that is the time Prabhupada emphasized that what he carried, what was real wealth. He said, maine sirf Bhagwan ka naam diya unko. Aise kaise ho sakta? Bhagwan ke naam se itna, you can so much changes, people are transformed. Hare Krishna Prabhu. Nama Chintamani Krishnas Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purna Shuddho Nitya Mukto Abhinnatva Nama Namino. So this is what Prabhupada left behind, of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in comparison to Uttanapad's palace opulence and modern civilization, when dharmic principles are not cared for, what is the consequence? Now we can't cry for why these things are happening, why this is happening, why there is corruption, why there is scandal, why there is mental health problem, why there is family breaking, environmental problem, political problem. Covered it? So at all levels, these problems are pervading everywhere. It's only because of, as Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, there is only one problem. Lack of Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So any comments? Ram Shakti Prabhu, we have 2 minutes. I felt this is very nice topic. When the whole modern civilization is pursuing after wealth, what is the definition of wealth? Something to look. So, I'm sorry, I'm just extending. If you observe closely, if you see that the whole youth goes working very hard to earn money. And when they retire, their health is completely spoiled. And whatever they earn, they're using that money for gaining health. Is it correct? Whole life you spend, you exhaust yourself thinking that I will be happy, and then whatever you earned, you're using that money for only regaining your health. So this is the foolishness of modern civilization, so-called economic development, growth, success, achievement, which in school are also only taught this. Success in life is economic development, money. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavat Puran ki. Thank you very much, Hare Krishna, for your very attentive participation. Hare Krishna. Hare Bol Prabhu.